Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Alana. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Alana, and I live in sunny San Diego. They were a bit gloomy this week, but I still am wearing flip-flops because I don't own any closed-toed shoes because I live in San Diego. But I live in San Diego with my husband. I have two young sons, and I run a dog rescue, so I have like a ton of pets. And yeah, that's me. And I'm an author of romance novels, and yeah, that's about it.
I love this. So what led you to be a dog rescuer, like dog rescue?
Yeah, it's totally random. I have no idea how, well, actually, so my dog rescue origin story is when my oldest son was about a year, I went on Facebook, which was my first mistake. And someone had said, oh, there's this dog at the shelter. You know, can someone just pick him up and meet a transport for rescue? I was like, oh, I can do that. And the day that I went to that shelter, it's a sad, sorry, warning, trigger warning. And so I did help with that one dog, and they showed me a couple other dogs there, but I wasn't a dog rescuer. I was just like this normal person trying to help out. I didn't know what was happening. Anyway, they showed me a couple dogs and they were like, oh, can you take these? And I was like, I didn't know anything about it. And then anyway, I found out later that shelter had killed those dogs. And because the shelters in Southern California, a lot of them just kill the dogs if they can't find homes. These are healthy pets. These are not, they're just killed for space. So they're not aggressive. There's nothing wrong with them. And so I lost my mind. I got really sad and I was like, oh, and so I'm like, I'll start this dog rescue. So I started a dog rescue called Pugs and Roses, and we've saved over 500 dogs. And we save pugs, but we save other dogs. Like we've saved pit bulls and we've saved golden retrievers. We've saved literally like so many different types of dogs. But what we do is so it's myself and my partner, Jessica. And she does so much of the, on ground stuff, but we will pull dogs from high kill shelters and then we put them in foster homes. We vet them and adopt them out. And I never thought I would do that, but yeah. So I'm the reluctant dog rescuer.
Oh my gosh. I love this story. Oh my gosh. This is so great. So let's chat about your writing. So you're publishing Romeo and Julieta. So tell us all about it.
So I am so, I mean, you know, when you ask an author about their books, and this is my 30th book, so it's like asking, what's your favorite child? You're like, oh, but this is my favorite child. Like, this is the book that I dreamt of. So I, again, was an indie romance author, and that was incredible. And the indie romance community was amazing. And, and I wrote books and yeah, you know, you have control over everything, but this was this book that I dreamt of. I am Mexican and I saw, I read and saw Crazy Rich Asians. But when I saw the movie, it really like shook me to my core. Like I started crying. I was with my husband. And I was like completely. And I was like, this was just such a beautiful celebration of culture and happiness. And just, you know, seeing the all Asian cast. And I mean, it was so beautiful. And I thought, I literally left the theater and said, I want to write this. I want to write this for my culture. I didn't, I wanted something happy and I didn't want, you know, just kind of trauma porn, like a lot of, you know, the media representations. And I went home and I started writing this book. Like I just thought, and you know, so I thought, you know, what can I do? And when I started writing this, it was in the pandemic, we were wearing masks. And then I thought, well, on Day of the Dead, if they, you know, I was thinking Romeo and Juliet, Day of the Dead, if they kissed, they wouldn't know who each other were because they would be dressed up. And so it just kind of sprung from there. And it's kind of my love letter to San Diego. I'm from Northern California. So I'm not a native San Diegan. But yeah, so it's pretty much, I want on the surface, I want everyone to, it's kind of this light, frothy romance that, you know, hopefully you get all those feels with, but underneath, you know, of course I, you know, try to bring in issues of, gentrification or gentrification, and you know, how, developers buy up areas of these incredible communities with so much culture, but then they gentrify them and then the actual residents can't live there. And it's kind of, you know, they take it over. So I think I have a line in there about, you know, this isn't a Mexican Disneyland. This is our street, you know, this is our, you know, and we deserve to live and eat. So anyway, so on the surface, it's just like your fun, happy rom-com, but I try to lace deeper issues into all my books. And so, yeah. So anyway, I'm obsessed with it. I can't wait for this book to come out. I love Ramon. It's kind of, yeah. So that's my story.
I love this so much. Yeah. I feel like I love the fact that it's like, you see the joy of it as opposed to the trauma porn. Like that's like my biggest complaint. It's like I'm Puerto Rican, so I see all the wonderful porn that's like out there, and you're like, yeah. Well, there's so much more. Like our life, like we're such a lively community. Like
there's so much celebration and any type, you know, the full, I don't know the term, I know Latinx, Latine, like I don't know what we're saying today, but I don't want to go, but yeah. I mean, you know, to me, you know, it's such a joyous kind of culture and celebration and everything. And, you know, a lot of, at least, you know, television and movie representations have been exactly what you said, you know, trauma porn, and that, you know, we're poor and we're all drug dealers and we're, you know, and it's just so draining. And not that all these works don't have artistic merit and, you know, there's reasons for that. And, you know, that members of the community that, you know, do have that, but there's just, to me, I just wanted to show the beauty and the love. And so, yeah, so.
I love this. Oh, everyone should pick this book up. Just like, just add it to your TBR. Oh,
thank you so much. Please do.
So what has sparked joy over the past couple of years? I know it's been a dark time in our life, so, but there must be something that just like, at least was a relief in the middle of darkness, you know?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, it was such a dark time. I mean, it shifted everything, but I think, you know, and horrible, and there was so much loss and tragedy for so many families. For me, I pulled my, you know, kids out of school and I homeschooled them, which I would have never homeschooled in a million years, but my littlest was in kindergarten and, you know, he was online all day and I just was like, oh, I used to be a teacher. I think I can teach my kids. And so I thought, oh, you know, but you know, it did get me closer to my family and, you know, you kind of had to recalibrate my life in terms of, you know, you get kind of stuck in these routines of, in fact, and one of the things, you know, was writing this book because I was in this great groove with my indie books where I would write a book and I published 4 to 6 a year and I knew exactly, you know, whatever. And it really allowed me to kind of be like, who am I truly? And, you know, what do I really want to do? Things that actually sparked, you know, joy. I mean, I missed so much of my life before the pandemic. I love live theater and live music. And so I didn't get as much access to that, which is something that I love. But my kids play music. And so that's brought me a lot of joy. And of course, the pets and that I rescue. So yeah, and books, amazing books that I've read always spark joy for me.
I love it. So speaking of books, so do you have any book recommendations that our listeners should pick up?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So definitely, I think my favorite read this year is The Love Hypothesis by Ellie. And she's, well, first off, that book is like a Reylo kind of fan fiction. And so I am obsessed with Kylo Ren and I was just absolutely devastated. There was a great I thought they could have lived together. And so, you know, that book has that element, but I just love that book and I love Allie. And so, that was so just awesome. I just devoured that book. That book was incredible. I'm currently reading an arc right now by Chanel Clayton, who I just admire so much. She actually started in romance as well. She's a Cuban American author that does just incredible historical fiction. I'm reading Last Days in Barcelona, and the way she paints the world is just incredible. And of course, there's still elements of romance, which I like. In general, I love reading romance and cozy mysteries. I read everything. So I also read a bunch of middle grade books because I was homeschooling my kids. So Esperanza Rising by Paul Munoz Ryan was just so incredible.
I love these recommendations, and I got some envy over reading Chanel Clayton's latest book.
Oh, no, I'm like, I couldn't even believe it. They're like, do you want to read it? I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. I think it's my favorite thing of being an author is getting the book, the books early. It's like the problem though, I think what's so amazing with a book community is once you've read a book or I've read a book, you and I could, you know, have a book club and have a conversation. But when you get an arc, nobody's read it. So you're kind of like, oh my gosh, there's this amazing book and you can't talk about it with anyone. And so it's kind of like, and then by the time the book comes out, you're like, oh yeah, I remember, you know? So, So
I feel the same way. I do have a lot of books ahead of time. I'm like, I'm excited. I'm like, and then I read them and I forget, like when it comes out, I'm like, oh, I remember I read this, you know?
Yeah. And then other people they're like, hey, do this book. You're like, how quick it came out a year. Oh no, wait, it's not even out yet. Yeah. So it's so disconnected.
Elena, tell us where you can find you online.
I'm Instagram. Okay. So I spend all my time scrolling through TikTok. It's my new thing, but I'm barely on it. I want to be. So hopefully I'm making that effort. Instagram's my first love. I love Instagram. It's just pretty pictures and no one's really fighting and everything. Definitely Instagram at author Alana Albertson, and hopefully TikTok. I'm going to start doing more content, mainly of San Diego and places that inspire me. And then of course I have a website. I'm barely on Twitter and I don't like Facebook, but I am on it.
<It's okay. laughs>
Freaks me out, but I am on it.
Yep, I agree. All right. Thank you, Elena, for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.